Now, for the little time that I've left, right, this all started when I came across this morning from the newsroom. It's a little bit of audio where Leo Enright was saying that a rocket could make landfall in Cork at some stage tomorrow morning. Are we all doomed or what? Have a listen to this.
People should be watching out tomorrow morning, that's Saturday morning, about 8:30 Irish time. Just get out there and have a look to the southern sky. If you're in Cork City, if it enters the atmosphere over Munster, it will appear in the sky directly above you if you're standing in Patrick Street in Cork.
Are we all doomed? Let's find out from David Moore at Astronomy Ireland. David, good morning.
Good morning.
What's the story with this thing called a failed Russian Venus probe heading earthbound?
Yes, I mean, Leo's right. I mean, there is a chance that it could burn up over Ireland. However, the predictions are very difficult, so we have to tell people that at best we're looking at 5 hours either side of around 7 a.m. in the morning. And remember, the spacecraft goes around the Earth every 1.5 hours. So there's a huge path it could still land on. And we won't really know till the last minute. Re-entries are very difficult to predict. But we do know for a fact when it will pass over Ireland. Leo mentioned about 8:30. In fact, the exact prediction now is at 8:37, it will cross over the south of Kerry or West Cork, maybe as high up as Cork City. So Kerry and Cork, people, as Leo said, should be out watching around 8:37 a.m. You may see a fireball crossing the sky. It may have actually re-entered a few hours before that, and it may not re-enter for a few hours after that. But if anything interesting happens over Ireland, that's the key time, 8:37 a.m.
Okay.
It'll maybe be out a few minutes before, a few minutes after.
So even in daylight, 8:30, 8:45, 9 o'clock, you'll still see, as you describe, a fireball.
Yeah, I mean, when something re-enters and burns up, it's extremely bright. It's like an extremely bright meteor or shooting star. We call them fireballs. And this has the potential to be visible in broad daylight. You may remember the unfortunate re-entries of some of the space shuttles that were seen over the US. This thing isn't that big. It's about a meter across, but that's enough to produce a daylight fireball.
Wow.
And we also know that there are three passes near Ireland. There's another one, which would be the south of Ireland, at 7:07. And so you'd be looking south out over the ocean to see that one. And there'll be another one later on at about 10:08, even further south of Ireland, so a bit low in the south. So they're the three times to watch out for. As I said, it could burn up before or after. We do know
okay.
That's its orbit. And if it stays in orbit, it definitely will fly over within a few minutes at worst of those times.
So I feel very
8:37 and 10:09.
Okay, I feel very sorry for it because it was supposedly a Venus probe that never made it, went up in 1972 and kind of got lost a bit up there somewhere. Is that it?
Yeah, this is one of the things about it. Because it was going to Venus, where the temperature on the surface is 500 degrees Celsius, it's been hardened for that kind of environment. So re-entering, it's expected a lot of craft will burn up and fragment. This will probably survive as one item. It's got 53-year-old batteries on board to control the parachute that should be deployed. We don't think that's going to happen. So it's going to really hit the ground like a bullet at about 150 miles an hour. And unfortunately, in 1972, when it was launched, the upper stage rocket failed to boost it into the orbit to take it to Venus. And it's been swooping around the Earth ever since then, taking 50-odd years for the very slight drag at that height to bring it down.
No, that's amazing, because potentially that could land on someone's roof, the main street of Clonakilty. I mean, no, is there a danger?
There is a slight danger. You're probably more likely to win the lottery, so I wouldn't worry about it too much. And if it doesn't exactly hit you, the land in your garden, for instance, then there are collectors who will pay a tidy sum for a craft like this. It happened with the Mir space station, bit of which did land, not on populated areas, but in people's gardens. And they were able to sell them. The Skylab American space station did the same thing, actually landed on bits of Australia. The American government eventually apologized for that, but people were selling the bits to collectors.
So what would you get for something that's like about a meter or so wide? I don't know how long it is or how big it is. It weighs about 500 kilos. What is it, like a Fiat 500, smaller? Or is it, how big?
Yeah, it's about a meter across. So you're talking roughly something the size of a washing machine.
A washing machine.
It weighs half a ton, though, so it's quite dense. And that's why it will hit the ground so hard, about 150 miles an hour.
Okay.
And that's not enough to blast a crater, but if it's soft ground, it would gouge out quite a substantial hole.
Okay.
Unlike other spacecraft where they strew debris across hundreds or thousands of miles, this is probably just going to be the one item. And as for the price, who knows? It's up to collectors. Certainly you're talking thousands. I wouldn't think you're talking millions. But a tiny sum. There was actually a real meteorite that landed in Ireland in 1999, not man-made. And it was being sold online for about 50 times the price of gold.
Wow. Well, listen, if it's to fall in someone's garden in West Cork, they could well be in the money. I appreciate that, David. Tomorrow morning, 8:37, west along at some stage. Keep your eyes on the sky. You'll see a fireball. You're very kind. Regards to you all at Astronomy Ireland. That's the great David Moore.
One last thing. People can see the International Space Station flying over this evening. So if you go to astronomy.ie, look at our social media. Around sunset, we post the exact time to see it. It won't land on us, but there are 7 astronauts on board.
Mega.
And you'll see it every night for the next 2 weeks.
Well said, pal. Well said. Have a great weekend. Happy viewing yourself.